Welcome to House Matters, the program which highlights happenings in the Houses of Parliament. In this week's edition, MSME and entrepreneurship policy tabled and bill to collect levy on conch exports for 2011 gets approval. The sustainability of micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs, necessitates that the business model which underpins their operations be supported by a culture of entrepreneurship. This culture has creativity, innovation, risk-taking and wealth accumulation as fundamental tenets. Equally important is a legal, regulatory and institutional framework that supports business growth and development. The government has formulated an MSME and entrepreneurship policy in a bid to provide support to the sector. The policy was tabled in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. In tabling the document, Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton said the policy represents a comprehensive approach to improving the business climate and removing the impediments to doing business.
The MSME entrepreneurship policy presents an integrated framework for implementing measures that can significantly improve the business environment in which the sector operates in a coordinated, coherent and targeted fashion.
The importance of the policy, Minister Hilton says, is underscored by the fact that the MSME sector has been identified as a critical element of the country's overall economic agenda.
In order to realize the full growth potential of the MSME sector, it is necessary that government implement a framework that supports entrepreneurial activities and more generally MSME businesses.
The policy framework, established through extensive collaboration, provides a working definition of the MSMEs, the policy mission and vision, critical elements and issues, as well as the objectives and strategies to drive growth in the MSME sector. A bill to validate and confirm as lawful the acts done in good faith by officers of the Veterinary Services Division in the collection of levies from conch exporters was passed in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. This in relation to the 2011 conch season. Piloting the bill, the Conch Export Levy Validation and Indemnity Act, Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Roger Clark explained that the mandatory collection of conch levies originated from the passing of the Conch Export Levy Act in 2009. He notes that the act came into being in order to facilitate the sustainable management and development of the fisheries sector in Jamaica by imposing a levy on the export of conch and establishing the Fisheries Management and Development Fund.
Well, since the 2009 conch season, a levy has been imposed on each pound of conch exported from Jamaica. This levy was 75 cents United States of America currency in the 2009 conch season and one United States dollar in the 2010 conch season. Those two rates were promulgated by Section 3.1A and B of the Act respectively.
The Principal Act requires that for any subsequent conch season, the rate should be prescribed from time to time by the minister by order, subject to affirmative resolution of the House of Representatives. The minister points out that a rate was not prescribed for the 2011 conch season since it remained at $1, which was implemented for the year 2010.
The ministry was under the misguided impression that once the rate was not increased, it was not necessary to promulgate a rate. Consequently, officers of the Veterinary Services Division collected the levy of one United States dollar per pound of conch exported during the 2011 conch season.
Minister Clark says the Attorney General advised that it was necessary to prescribe a rate for the 2011 conch season and for all subsequent seasons.
It is therefore necessary, Mr. Speaker, to validate and confirm as lawful the acts done in good faith by officers of the Veterinary Services Division in connection with the collection of levies from conch exporters in relation to the 2011 conch season at the rate imposed for the 2010 conch season being one United States dollar per pound of conch exported.
The bill was passed without any amendments and will be sent to the Senate for approval. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time when we look at what's happening in the Houses of Parliament. For producer Aldine Campbell, I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.